Welcome to the Radiant Life Podcast. I'm your host, Ray, the Somatic Coach, and I'm here to support you in healing your past, living in the present, and creating your future so that you can become the most centered, embodied, and happiest version of yourself. Each week, I'll be bringing you episodes to help you navigate life's challenges, ease stress and tension, and learn more about holistic healing, spirituality, and wellness. If you're interested in becoming the best version of yourself so that you can live the life of your dreams, then you're in the right place. Subscribe to the podcast and the monthly newsletter and follow me on Instagram and TikTok to know when new episodes are released each week. I am so happy that you've landed here. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the podcast. If you are new here, I'm Ray. I'm a somatic coach and breathwork facilitator. And if you aren't new here, I'm so glad that you're tuning in for today's episode, and I can't wait to chat with you. So this past weekend, I hosted a mini retreat, Clearing the Clutter, and it was so amazing. I've been having the best time collaborating with the four other facilitators that were at the mini retreat. Corey, Erin, Laura, and Sarah. And we got so much great feedback on the event and lots of interest in hosting another one. So we're going to be having another one in June. And if you want the information first or to sign up before it's officially announced, send me an email or a DM and I'll send you the information. And some attendees from this past mini retreat, Clearing the Clutter, one person said, "It was absolutely amazing. Thank you for giving me the lift that I needed. I left feeling rejuvenated and inspired." And then another attendee shared, "I needed every bit of what you women gave. Thank you for a truly healing and nurturing afternoon." So I'm really excited for all the things that we're collaborating on, and definitely stay tuned because we have a lot of cool stuff happening. I also have a few other upcoming events. So tomorrow at Yoga Shack, I have breathwork and sound healing for anxiety relief. So that will be really nice and restorative. And that's right in Bethpage on Long Island. And then next week, there's also breathwork and sound healing for spring renewal. And that's at Reiki Shores in Island Park. And there is only one spot left for that one. So if you're interested, definitely check out the show notes and save your spot for any of those classes. I also sent out this week the mid-month newsletter for the month of April. So if you received that, then you saw that this month's masterclass of the month is all about embracing spring. So we're going to be talking about tools, mindset tips, how to embrace change, shifts, uncertainty, and we'll also be doing some breath work. So that is held virtually, and that's on April 30th. And that's also in the show notes. So check that out if that interests you. So for this week's episode, I wanted to build off of last week's, and there were a lot of listeners who purchased the full masterclass. So I hope that you enjoy it. Definitely send me a message. Let me know what your takeaways were. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about five key elements of body-based healing. So we're going to dive into five different areas and how that all adds up and encompasses what somatic healing, body-based healing is all about. So the first aspect of somatic healing is strengthening that mind-body connection. So we use a bottom-up approach, which means really working with grounding ourselves, feeling centered, feeling connected to the earth, and feeling connected to our bodies. And then from that place, we work our way upwards towards mindset. So we work with the body first. We use that to strengthen the connection with the mind. And then from there, that's when you can start working with things like mindset and beliefs and to create the shifts that you're looking for, to create that change that you're looking for. So when we're working with that body-based approach and we're looking to strengthen that mind-body connection, what we can walk away with is a greater connection to our intuitive yes, our intuitive no, our inner truth, what really feels good for us, and really hearing our own intuition. So having a stronger sense of self-knowing, which is really empowering. And then the second element of body-based healing is sensation, association, and embodiment. So really feeling safe in your body to feel a feeling, feeling a sensation, and understanding the different meaning of what sensations might be present. So this allows you to gain deeper insight and move within three different energetic states. So each energetic state is a little bit different, and it impacts how we feel and view the world. So the first is our structured mind. So this is where our thoughts live, our fears, any doubts that we might have. And usually this is where like worst case scenario thoughts come from. And then we have our soft mind. And this is something that you might feel like after you take a yoga class or you go for a long walk or you go for a hike. And this is when you're in your body and you also have awareness of like external realities. So you're simultaneously aware of what's happening inside and what's happening outside, and you're a little bit more soft mind, right? And then we have embodied awareness. And so this is where you are not really attached to anything that's going on. You're not coming from a reactive place. You're aware of what's happening in your body, of any sensations or contractions or expansions that are happening. And there's space for you to be with everything that is, like knowing that it all gets to be here and you have the capacity to be with that. So a lot of the work that we do together is moving through those three energetic states. So working with the structured mind, those fears, those beliefs, the thoughts, and moving into soft mind, moving into embodied awareness, using breath work, using somatic sensation association, working with your inner child, like moving into that place so that from that space, you have so much of a deeper connection to your inner knowing. You're able to have greater capacity. You're able to feel safe in your body and then move and see and perceive life from this new point of view. And in that same sense, we're also working with different forms of gaining insight. So you have your intellectual understanding, you have your emotional understanding, and then you have your intuitive understanding. And they're all a little bit different and can help you determine what is truth for you, what is real for you, knowing that you are your own healer. You are the one that has everything within you to meet all those parts within yourself that need some holding. And using sensation and association and using embodiment are the tools that will help you to get there. And then the third key element of body-based healing is working with trauma. So there's a few different elements to working with trauma. The three that I always like to highlight is titration, which means moving in and out of an experience at the pace that feels good for you. So if you've ever done breath work with me, you've heard me say in my like pre-breathwork spiel, and then also while you're breathing, to check in with yourself, see how the breath feels for you. What would it feel like for you to breathe a little bit deeper? What would it feel like for you to breathe a little bit softer? How can we be more gentle with ourselves? Like, you have full control over your experience. And that's something when working with trauma hasn't always been present. The second element is consent. So always asking permission, always asking for consent before moving into an experience, moving into a somatic process. Does this feel good for you? Do you have the capacity to do this today? And then the third element is safety. So really working with this element of feeling safe in your body, feeling safe to explore and heal trauma. And then the fourth element of body-based healing is movement. So underneath the umbrella of somatic work includes yoga, dance, breath work, tai chi, progressive movement relaxation techniques. There are so many different practices that can facilitate awareness and healing from a somatic body-based lens. And I personally love to combine movement with breath work. So while you're going through a breathwork experience, you might completely tense up your body and clench your body really, really, really tight and then release. You might take a big stretch, open up really wide to let that air fill your lungs even more. So combining that movement with breath work, oh, also shaking. You might want to like shake and move your body a little bit when you're doing breath work. So combining breath work and movement can be really powerful. And then our fifth element of body-based healing, I mentioned it a little bit already, is breath work. So breath work is an active meditation technique that will help you calm your mind. It will help you reduce stress, help you relieve anxiety, help you to improve emotional regulation, nervous system regulation. And there are two forms of it that I teach. The first is integrative. So this is 8 minutes or less of active breathing. This is usually done sitting up. And this is the form of breath work that you can incorporate into your morning routine, into your evening routine, before you go to sleep. It's 8 minutes or less. So I love doing integrative breath work. It's really powerful to start a somatic healing session or even just to do outright in itself. And then the second form of breath work that I also teach is meditative. So this is usually done laying down, and this is 8 minutes or more of active breathing. And this is a deeper experience. You might be, you know, moving in and out of like sleep or conscious awareness, but you always are in full control. And I love meditative breath work. I try and do it as much as I can personally for myself because it is just so healing and you feel so expanded and open and light afterwards, which I also like really love. So those are our five key elements of body-based healing. Body-based healing is multifaceted. It can help you if you're really looking to get to the root cause of something, to get to the root cause of anxiety, if you're looking to release stress, or understand yourself in a deeper way, strengthen your intuition, and have deeper self-trust. Working with somatics, working with the breath is such a nourishing, powerful practice. So I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. Just a quick recap on what we chatted about. We talked about the mind-body connection, sensation, association, and embodiment, healing trauma, incorporating movement, and breath work. So definitely check out the show notes for any of those links from earlier in today's episode. If you have any questions, shoot me a DM, send me an email. I love chatting with you. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope you have an incredible rest of your week, an incredible rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you are moved or inspired, please share with me by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It means the world to me, and I am so appreciative for your support in helping my podcast grow. If we aren't already connected on social media, head over to Instagram and TikTok and follow me at Ray the Somatic Coach. Make sure you check out the show notes of today's episode for links to freebies, opportunities to work with me, and ways we can stay connected outside of the podcast. I am so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to talk with you on our next episode of the Radiant Life Podcast.